This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
NFL games coming up this weekend, college football, obviously, and we've got a game five tonight, and I think that's where we want to start with our next guest. Normally, Chad Millman joins us in this time slot. Chad is traveling this week, of course, the chief content officer of the Action Network, but joining us, pinch hitting today, is also one of the great folks with the Action Network, a senior analyst. John Ewing is joining us here on the Triple Threat on Sports Radio 610. John, how are you today?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on. We're licking our wounds a little bit here today, but the great thing about baseball is that, there's a game the next day a lot of times. So we're going to get into some football with you, but with Game 5 tonight, just some general wagering thoughts on not just Game 5 tonight with Justin Verlander, but also this series. I would imagine that the series price on this thing is probably heavily skewed towards the Red Sox right now. Just how heavily skewed?
Yeah, I'm right there with you guys. I'm not an Astros fan, but I have a future ticket on Houston to win the World Series. So staring down a 3-1 deficit, not what we wanted at this point. From a series perspective, the betting market has definitely shifted, as you said. Currently, Boston is minus 800, bet 800 to win 100 to advance to the World Series. You can get Houston at 5-1. So if you think they're going to pull off the comeback, you could get some decent odds there. Since 1985, when the ALCS expanded to best of seven, only four teams have come back from down 3-1. The last team to do so was the 2007 Red Sox.
Yeah. Wow, that paints a kind of bleak picture, but hey, it's you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah.
What about on the other side? Obviously, the Dodgers have taken the upper hand in the NLCS. What's it looking like from your standpoint?
Yeah, I think the Brewers have a chance to get back into this one. They go home for the next game. They're basically it's a toss up. LA is a small favorite in this one, but we've seen underdogs win outright in the playoffs more often than casual bettors think. And in fact, a simple strategy for anyone wanting to wager on tonight's game or Friday night's action is to take the team that's getting little public support. That means looking at the money line tickets, the percentages, which you can do at the Action Network, and whichever team gets less than 50% has won and returned a big profit since 2005. It's really the simplest way to bet on these baseball playoff games because in the postseason, it's so unpredictable. You can't forecast a catcher or a fan interference on a home run ball. You can't forecast a diving catch with the bases loaded in the ninth inning. All of that is unpredictable. So a simple strategy, fade the public, and often it means take underdogs.
What about totals in Major League Baseball? The Astros are an 8-point total or an eight run total.
Yeah.
What I kind of like those bets, man. Because even if your team doesn't win, you're still a little down and out, but you can still win a little money. What about that 8-point run total in the Astros game tonight?
Yeah, it opened 7.5. So action up to 8 is kind of surprising with Verlander on the mound, but I think maybe most of that's driven by David Price starting for Boston. He's been dreadful in the postseason as of late, and I think a lot of Astros fans expect the lineup to go off on him. Though, when we look at what the sharp professional action is going on, we're seeing some under indicators here, steam, reverse line movement, which hints that there's been, even though a majority of bets are coming in on the over, there's been some sharp action on the under. We actually have a system using our BetLabs database that looks at the postseason, how teams that consistently go over their total, which the Red Sox and Astros have, that's actually a contrarian strategy to go against that and bet the under. And this system has hit About 55% since 2005. So a little lean there on the under. Although David Price, again, on the mound, it's always a scary proposition because you never know what you're going to get out of him in the playoffs.
You got that right, John. No question about that. Yeah, and I'll make mention here, the app, the Action Network app is great for information and data like that. John Ewing of the Action Network joining us. All right, let's shift gears and talk some football. And we'll start here locally with a game we've been talking about, the Texans and the Jags. It's in Jacksonville this Sunday. Last I saw, John, Jags are about a 4.5-point favorite in this game. Texans have maybe one of the ugliest three-game winning streaks going in the history of the NFL, considering their opponents and just how generous their opponents have been. What's the betting community think of this game? What do you think of this game coming up on Sunday between the suddenly freezing cold Jags and the suddenly somewhat hot Texans?
When you look at it on paper, Houston's offensive line ranks 30th in adjusted sack rate. Deshaun Watson's been sacked 25 times already this season, which is just, I feel bad for the guy. And even though Jacksonville gave up 40 points to the Cowboys a week ago, they're still top 10 defensively in points per game allowed, and they're fifth in Football Outsiders defensive DVOA. So you got to think they're going to be able to pressure Watson, and that Houston's offense could struggle to move the ball here, and this seems like a bounce back spot for Jacksonville. Although by our NFL model, we think the Jags should be favored, but this line is inflated. We have them winning by less than a field goal on average, so I think there is some value taking Houston plus the points.
So I watched some of the Monday night game, and I got to tell you, and we've been talking about it this week, I thought C.J. Beathard looked pretty good, and I thought the Niners pass rush look fairly potent. And we've talked about this game on the show, so I'm curious to know what your thoughts are. Late game on Sunday, Rams getting somewhere near 10 points at San Francisco. It feels like
Rams are laying the 10.
That's what I meant to say. They're favored by about 10 points at San Francisco. That seems a little high. Would you agree with that?
You know, this Rams team, I think people are a little down on them because they failed to cover now three straight games. They had that in hand against the Broncos a week ago before giving up a backdoor cover, let the Broncos score, I think, with a minute 30 left in that game. Because right now, even though the Rams have the best pointer differential in football and the only undefeated team left, they're only getting 57% of spread tickets, which is really unusual for a team as good as Los Angeles and for such a big favorite. So I actually like LA to bounce back here. I think they cover this spread. We have in our model LA winning by more than 10 points on average. It's not a huge play, obviously. It's always difficult in the NFL to cover these big spreads because, you know, do the Rams really care if they win by a touchdown or by 14 points? No. So my lean is LA, but it's not my favorite pick of the game or of the week, excuse me.
John, let's jump into college ball, man. I'm an SEC guy, obviously, but Mississippi State at LSU, LSU minus 7. Mississippi State got a chance to play spoiler this year, I guess, in the conference. So big game there. What are your thoughts?
LSU embarrassed Georgia a week ago, winning 36-16, a 7-point underdog. You know, it was a huge win for the Tigers, but bettors should be very careful chasing LSU, hoping for them to cover in this spot. Since 2005, when ranked teams are coming off a win against the top 10 opponent like LSU, they've covered just 43% of the time in their next game. So what that tells us historically is that we know casual bettors overvalue ranked teams. We know that what happened in the most recent game weighs heavily on gamblers' minds. So we all saw LSU look great a week ago and win. Now they think it's going to carry over and they're going to cover. I like Mississippi State here plus the points. I think it's a contrarian strategy. What we're seeing is that LSU is getting nearly 60% of the spread tickets, but about 60% of the spread dollars are coming in on the underdog, and that's the side I like.
There's a big number in that Clemson-North Carolina State game. Is that pretty much on target, on point as far as you're concerned, or do the Wolfpack deserve a little more respect in this matchup?
Clemson favored by 17.5 pretty much at most books. I think that's probably the right number. Clemson, what we've seen coming off a bye. That's always a benefit to teams, and ranked teams tend to perform better against the spread when they've had 2 weeks or more to prepare for a game, as players have a chance to rest and recover, coaches have time to game plan, and when ranked teams play at home off a bye, they have covered better than 60% against the spread since 2005. Of course, NC State is actually off a bye as well, but the benefit still goes to the ranked team at home. It's a smaller sample size, but these ranked teams like Clemson still cover at 60%, and that includes all teams regardless of spread. So it's a big sample looking in our database. My lean there would be Clemson laying the points. And it's contrarian. The only 30% of bets are coming in on Clemson, which is really surprising. You hardly see a highly ranked team that's a big favorite get that little public support.
I just want to clarify. You said teams coming, ranked teams coming off byes are about a 60% to cover?
When they play at home, that's right.
When they play at home. That's a huge number.
Big number. Yeah. Wow. That's why we have John on the show.
That is good info.
Make people some money.
That's really impressive
that's
info.
Hey, you talk to college guys, college football guys, and they're really, really high on NC State and feel that NC State could be ranked significantly off at that. What were they, 16, I think, something like that?
Yeah, 16 or 17. One of these four undefeated teams is going to lose pretty soon, and maybe this weekend.
Right.
Go ahead, Clint.
What about Alabama-Tennessee? It's Tennessee coming off a big win, catching 28.5, somewhere in that range,
yep,
versus Alabama. It's in Knoxville, so what are your thoughts on that one?
Real quick on NC State, if you look at S&P Plus, which is an efficiency metric that looks at play-by-play data, NC State is ranked 19th right now overall. So they're a legit team. They're very good, but Clemson ranks number two by those same metrics. So just to clarify, as far as Alabama and their matchup, I mean, they're just a freight train on offense. They have the two-headed quarterback situation. I bet against them once or twice this season and have regretted it. I took my Mizzou Tigers getting the points, and even though they kept it close into the second half, they weren't able to cover the spread for me. And this is right there in that same zone where Alabama favored by 28.5. I don't really want any part of this game. We actually had a nice write-up on the site about it where we looked at some advanced metrics that point to like a matchup advantage for Tennessee. And it could come down to special teams where Alabama's actually had some issues in the kicking game with their field goal kicker, with their punter who has struggled. And while that might not sound like a lot when you're talking covering, you know, four or five touchdown spreads, you need every little bit of edge you can get. So if you're going to hang your hat on Tennessee, you're going to hope they have to find an edge in some aspect of the game, and they're probably not going to do it offensively or defensively, so maybe it's special teams. But for my money, I'm staying away from this game.
That's John Ewing of the Action Network. John, very, very quickly before we let you go, we always do with Chad what we call the pick for the enterprising young man, which you know, basically your best bet of the weekend. If you had to bet money on one game, what side would it be?
Oh, and if I had to bet it, I bet on a lot of games, and you guys can follow them in the app for free. But my favorite play this week are the Titans plus 6.5 points in London. It's the early game against the Chargers, I think 9:30 kickoff Eastern, which is much better than last week when they had it scheduled for the same 1 o'clock. So Titans got blanked a week ago, which is really saying something because NFL teams are averaging more than 24 points per game this season, which is an NFL record. But it's always important not to overreact to one game. Teams are rarely as good or bad as they look. Teams that scored fewer than 10 points the previous game have covered 54% against the spread since 2003. And then if we see that they're getting very little public support, which means often that there are inflated lines, they cover better than 60% against the spread. And we're seeing the most lopsided action on the NFL slate in week 7 in this matchup. Chargers getting better than 70% of spread tickets. So I like going contrarian. And by our model, we have the Chargers favored by only a field goal. So there's a lot of value here taking the Titans plus the points.
Hey, Action Network, it's the app that makes you better. Real-time spreads, decades of data in there and analysis. Share your wins with your friends. Stay up to speed on the sports info that impacts you most. You can download the free Action Network app at actionnetwork.com/app. John, we really appreciate it, man. Great job pinch hitting for Chad. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Thanks for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.